All right, Sarah Holden?
Yes.
Did I pronounce it properly? I just want to make sure. It's radio, so we don't even know how to spell it.
Sarah Holden is correct.
All right, and you're with one more time?
The Investment Company Institute.
And what do you guys do?
ICI is the leading trade association globally for the regulated fund industry, which includes mutual funds and exchange-traded funds, or ETFs. Our members manage total assets of more than $38 trillion globally, helping hundreds of millions of investors meet their financial goals.
All right. So you guys basically point people in the right direction when it comes to securing their funds, right?
Basically.
Making their money grow.
Yeah. So particularly whether you're saving for retirement or a home or education, more than 100 million Americans have invested in mutual funds, which give them diversified long-term investment strategies that get them out really into, you know, U.S. and international markets.
All right. Good to know. Okay. So when I win the mega bucks here at the casino, I'll call you guys and so you can manage my funds for me.
All right. Go to our website.
Oh, you want me to go to the website? Come on, Bob. I'll be a millionaire. I won't even want to go on the internet anymore. I just want to go out and spend all my money. Okay. So what are the key takeaways when it comes to tax season this year? What do we need to know?
So the IRS, first of all, has extended tax day from April 15th to May 17th. So we have even more time to figure out what to do. And this might be the perfect time to contribute to an IRA, because if you're able to make a deductible contribution to a traditional IRA, you can actually reduce last year's tax bill.
Nice. Give me an example in money that I could understand. So tell me an example. Let's say I make this amount of money. What can I, and I have an IRA. Tell me how the money breakdown works with an example, if you could.
Sure. So if you contribute to a traditional IRA, the contribution limit is $6,000. If you're younger than 50, you can put an extra $1,000 in if you're 50 or older. And if you're able to make a deductible contribution to a traditional IRA, that means that money doesn't get counted as part of your income in 2020. So you have an immediate tax break. Once the money goes into the IRA, and again, now you're opening up to a whole world of investing. You can invest in mutual funds, exchange traded funds, individual stocks and bonds. And as the money stays in the IRA, it grows and compounds. So all those earnings and dividends and capital gains, you don't pay any taxes on them until you get to retirement. And when you take the money out, that's when you pay taxes with the traditional IRA. Now, some folks like doing a different route, and that's the Roth IRA. With the Roth IRA, you don't get the immediate tax break. So you can put in the $6,000 or $7,000, depending on your age. You count that as part of your income. So you're gonna pay taxes on that contribution. But once the money is in the IRA, it grows just as it would have in the traditional, where you don't pay any taxes. And with the Roth, when you get to retirement, you take the money out tax-free because you paid the taxes up front.
Okay. And what can you leave us with? Because I got to jump on another call here. Give us a summary about all of this, if you could.
Sure. I would reiterate that when it comes to your financial well-being, your financial health, it's important to take a long-term view. And to do that, really diversified investing is the best approach for most Americans rather than gamified day trading. And funds such as mutual funds and ETFs have a proven track record of helping millions of Americans save for these important goals like retirement or a home or education.
And stocks are just a little too sketchy right now. I'm sorry. Right?
Funds invest in a diversified
range of
things.
I don't know, to go out and buy, you know, 10,000 shares of Tesla. You're taking chances, right?
Yeah, the best way to access any market is in a diversified way, which means buy many, many different companies rather than putting all your eggs in one basket, so to speak.
Awesome. Thank you, Sarah, for the conversation this morning.